Welcome to All About Jack. I'm William O'Flaherty, author of C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape Letters. All About Jack is a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com and is also part of the Theology Mix podcast network. I hope you remember the guest I have for today. It's Dr. Hal Poe from Inklings Fellowship. One of the many things you should know him for is his Inklings Fellowship events. An annual one that he's here to discuss is the 2017 Inklings Weekend in Montreat. The theme this year relates to Chesterton primarily. Welcome to All About Jack, Hal.
Thank you, William. Good to be with you again.
Well, as we get started, let me note to the listener that this weekend event, which is the first weekend in April 2017, happens every year around the same time. So if you're hearing this, though, after that event has occurred, you'll still want to listen to find out what the weekends are like in general and to check out the All About Jack podcast to do a search to see if I have a show about the latest event. Well, now, the best place to begin is with the core facts about the event. Hal, what are the specific dates? Where will it be held for those who haven't heard about it before? And who are the speakers?
We hold the weekend at Montreat College in Montreat, North Carolina, high in the Smoky Mountains near Asheville. The evening starts March the 31st. That's Friday night, March the 31st at 7 o'clock. And we go through Sunday noon, April the 2nd. Our speakers include Joseph Pierce, Nigel Goodwin, Don King, me, and then an acting company that Don King is going to tell you about.
All right. Well, now, those who listen to the show regularly should be familiar with Joseph Pierce, although I've really only had him on once before for a solo interview. And, of course, they know you. And who could forget Don King? And Don's going to join me later, and I'll be inserting him into the show to have him share about himself and about the Friday night part. But now, my listeners are likely least familiar with Nigel Goodwin, but he is someone they will definitely want to meet. Well, now, while I'll have you talk later about yourself, and then Don, as I just said, will share about himself, let me have you talk a little bit about Pierce and Goodwin, especially in terms of theme, along with a thumbnail sketch of their background. So first, maybe start off with, what is the name of the theme this year?
This year, we're going to focus on G.K. Chesterton, but the general theme is G.K. Chesterton and other voices that shaped C.S. Lewis. Looking back on his conversion experience many years later, C.S. Lewis observed that a young atheist cannot be too careful about the things he reads. Well, Lewis had made the mistake of reading The Everlasting Man by G.K. Chesterton, and it made entirely too much sense to him. He was hooked, and he was headed down the path to salvation. So Chesterton was someone who had an enormous influence on Lewis and that entire generation. Our friend Joseph Pierce has written a biography of Chesterton, Wisdom and Innocence, A Life of G.K. Chesterton. And so Joseph is going to bring two sessions on Chesterton, because people who love Lewis need to know Chesterton, because they'll find that there's someone else they love equally. So that'll be the emphasis on this important person who influenced Lewis. And then Nigel Goodwin is a major figure in international Christianity for the last 45 years. Nigel began life, as Lewis did, as an atheist, and he studied at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts in London, planning on a career in theater and movies. He had a rip-roaring start, but then he got saved. Nigel came to faith in Christ and turned his life around completely. He went to live with Francis Schaeffer for several years in Switzerland at Le Brie, and he left Schaeffer to begin an international ministry to Christians in the arts. It was named Genus Arts Trust. His headquarters were in London in the Covent Garden district, and for over 40 years, Nigel has traveled the world encouraging Christians in the performing arts, painters, musicians, actors, poets, and much of the Renaissance in Christian art that we now take for granted is really due to Nigel Goodwin. He's worked with Billy Graham many times over the years. He's a close friend of the Grahams, was close to Ruth Graham until her death. And he was the missionary of John Stott's church in London. He was commissioned, ordained a missionary to the artists and the art world from Stott's church. By the way, Stott's church was right across the street from the BBC headquarters in London. And so Nigel is a major figure. He's a bit of a Pied Piper. People immediately love Nigel. He's the most effective personal evangelist I have ever known. And I think is probably the greatest personal evangelist of the 20th century. So we're thrilled to have Nigel back with us. He's been with us many times before, but he's not been able to come the last few years, but he'll be with us this year. And you'll want to meet Nigel while he's with us this year.
Most definitely. We do encourage people. In a little bit, we'll have you share about how they can find out more information, and then there'll be a link in the show notes about that. I had only been two other events. The last one, actually, I was pleased to have the honor of speaking, but that's the ones Nigel hadn't been at, but I did get a chance to meet him last summer in England, and that was very much a pleasure. So definitely we encourage people to come to meet him, as well as if they haven't met Dr. Pierce, and then you and Don as well. Now, let's talk some more, though, about with the weekend kicking off again Friday evening, March the 31st, 2017, and it ends around noon on Sunday, as you mentioned, on the 2nd. But go ahead and provide some specifics about the schedule. Now, we're going to have Don recorded here in a bit and insert him about the details about Friday night, but talk about maybe that briefly in terms of just getting settled in about what time it starts that Friday, and then how Saturday is structured at this time, and then Sunday, the wrap-up, along with maybe a little bit about what the area has to offer, because in years past, you've been having a nice afternoon free, so is it going to be similar? What's going to be the schedule?
The Inklings Weekend in Montreat is more a retreat than a conference, and we're very much concerned with the overall experience that people have. And the setting, it's the sort of would like to be, whether you were there for our event or not. The mountains are absolutely stunning this time of year. Montreat is an old mountain settlement from the 19th century. Lots of atmosphere. Montreat College is a collection of old stone buildings. And we meet in the Chapel of the Prodigal on the campus of Montreat. We start on Friday night, and every year we try to have an opening event that is somehow connected with the performing arts. Usually it's a recently completed film. For instance, Michael Ward's BBC special, The Narnia Code, was featured as soon as it was produced. And this year, we're going to have two actors, and Don's going to tell you a little bit more about what they're going to do. But they're going to bring to us two of the people who were intimately connected with the Inklings. So that'll be Friday night. More pleasure in the experience, the other side of the brain, we like to say. Then Saturday morning, we begin at 9 o'clock with a brief worship time. There will be two plenary sessions, about an hour in length. And this is when Joseph Pierce will speak on Chesterton. We break the morning with a half hour for coffee and conversation. The conversation time is very important to us in the Inklings Weekends. And we build in a number of times for people to get to know each other, because it's a self-selecting group. people who come already have a common interest in Lewis, Tolkien, and the Inklings. And there's lots to talk about, and friendships form. We've had several couples who actually met at the Inklings weekend who then married. So it's quite a do. We finish at lunchtime on Saturday, and then the afternoon is free. We like people to get to know the area. They may want to go hiking on the mountain. They may want to drive up on the Blue Ridge Parkway, drive over to the Biltmore Estate, or into Asheville. There's an artist's community in Montreat, lots of galleries and bookshops, wonderful places to eat, local restaurants. You don't have to darken the door of a fast food. So there's so much to do in and around that corner of the world. So the afternoon stays free until 6 o'clock. We dine together in the Great Hall and essentially recreate an Oxford dining hall experience with this wonderful old main building at Montreat with exposed beam ceilings. So dinner time is grand together. And then every Saturday evening, we do what we call simply an Inklings event. Remember when the Inklings got together, they would read what they were working on. It might be a poem, it might be an essay, a short story, a novel. And so we encourage our participants to bring something of what they're working on. So it will be an evening that involves music and poetry, bits of short stories, a wide range. And our impresario that evening will be Nigel Goodwin. All of Nigel's dramatic background comes out in full flower for the Inklings event on Saturday night. Sunday morning, we will have a plenary session at 9, followed by the coffee time. And then Nigel will lead us in worship. He will be our preacher, and we'll end up at noon.
Oh, very packed but yet relaxing weekend. There's the best of both worlds, a lot of good things to participate in, but yet not very rushed. Having been there myself, I can, you know, attest to that. So we definitely encourage people to consider that. Follow the link in the show notes, and in a minute we'll have Hal talk about where you can follow online directly. If you're just listening to this, maybe your friend passed it on to you, or listening, and you want to just jump on and not have to go through my website. We can help you with that as well. Well, now let's go ahead and carve out a few minutes to have you tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself, Hal.
All right. I serve as the Charles Colson Professor of Faith and Culture at Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. I've been at Union for about 20 years, and my focus is on how the gospel intersects with culture. My assumption is that God has placed a question in every heart and in every culture that only the gospel answers, and we need to listen for the question. Because of that, I got interested in Lewis at an early point in my studies in seminary, and I found him to be a very helpful dialogue partner over the years. I've published some 16 or so books, and Lewis pops up in almost all of them. I think there's one book that I don't mention him. But in the rest, whether I'm writing about science and faith or postmodernity or politics or higher education, Lewis had something to say. And so over the years, I've found that he's played a part in just about everything I've done. I've taught a course on Lewis now for about 15 years and published some dozen or 15 articles about him. I've done two books on Lewis, both of which I didn't intend to do. I was wanting someone else to do them, but no one did, so I finally did. The first one is a collection of essays by former students of Lewis. These are people that I'd met through the years, And I thought their stories were important and their insights into Lewis as a teacher. We know of Lewis's great influence through his popular writing, but I wanted to know, what was Lewis's influence on the academy? I've spent so much of my life trying to help Christian professors understand how to teach from a Christian point of view. And I wanted to see, did Lewis have any impact on his students in that way? And in fact, he did. He had an enormous influence. His students went on to become deans and heads of colleges all over England and the United States and the mission field. And so that little book is important to me. My co-editor with that book was my daughter, Rebecca. I suffered a ruptured disc in the middle of working on it, and I needed a partner to help me desperately at the last minute. And so Rebecca came through with great gusto and helped me finish it up. Then the other book, I wanted a good, for lack of a better term, coffee table book about Lewis and the Inklings. One that is aimed at a secular audience who might become aware or interested in Tolkien and Lewis because of the movies, for no other reason. Just the media hype related to The Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, the Narnia stories. And it was an experiment in what Lewis said was the best kind of apologetics. That is, not a little book about Christianity, but a little book by Christians on every subject with the Christianity latent. And so my friend Jim Veneman, who was a professor of photography, photojournalism here at Union at the time, and I put together a book that introduces the Inklings to a secular audience, and his photography is absolutely stunning. And so that's one I think your audience would enjoy, especially if they've never been to Oxford, to actually see the places where the Inklings worked, where they lived, and the places that inspired them. So that's a little bit about me and what I do, and how I got interested in putting together this series of events for to encourage Christians in their own walk and to let their faith influence whatever they happen to be doing in life. And for us, the Inklings are a model of how to do that. They weren't professional clergy. They were lay people who were living out their faith.
Now, I couldn't help but notice, though, when you're reading about the first book you referenced in terms of with Lewis related that you were writing. Some say that, you know, writing is a physical event, but you were so intense in your writing that you hurt your back, I guess, but I'm sure there were other factors there. But
there were other factors.
But anyway, so all right, and then at this point here, I'm gonna have John King share a little bit about himself and about the event on Friday.
We've got the husband and wife team of Carol Anderson and Jim Shores. They perform under the rubric of Acts of Renewal. Jim and Carol have performed across the country in over 60 colleges and universities, including places like Wheaton and Asbury and Gordon, Azusa Pacific, Westmont, and so forth. They also perform in the role of distinguished daily lecturers, so they're really quite well known. And they perform pieces where they try to create and produce excellent theater that glorifies God, hoping to lead audiences toward hope and goodness and hunger for God as we realize Him in Jesus Christ. So what they will be doing for us on Friday night is a brand new, two brand new pieces that they've written, and they're going to share with us their vision of the relationship between C.S. Lewis and Joy Davidman, and then the marriage of Edith and J.R.R. Tolkien. So I think we're in for a real treat. I guess we're really going to have the world premiere of this work that they're doing.
That sounds very good and exciting. Yeah, I know I didn't quite know what it was all about. How was Mum when I recorded with him? So that's very exciting. Well, then, now go ahead for the few people who haven't heard about you. Probably those who aren't as much interested in Lewis's poetry, although they should be, because that's what's one of the things that you specialize in. But so go ahead and share a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been teaching at Monterey College since 1974. I'm at the point now where I've been around so long that I think moss and mildew are beginning to grow between my toes. But I teach literature, and from 1999 to 2015, I served as the editor of the Christian Scholars Review. That's a quarterly interdisciplinary scholarly journal, and I enjoyed that. Right now, I'm working on, I've published 8 books about Lewis or about writers who have influenced Lewis. And right now, my 2 current manuscripts are the collected poems of Ruth Pitter, a poet who had a profound influence on Lewis. And then I think the project I'm most excited about is the biography that I'm writing of Warren Lewis, C.S. Lewis's brother. It's tentatively entitled Soldier, Writer, Inkling, A Life of Warren Hamilton Lewis. I have 4 children, been married to Janine for more than 40 years. I have 11 grandchildren. Love teaching literature, love being at Monterey. It's a great place to be, wonderful environment, great colleagues, and delightful students. So that's a little bit about me, and I think that's probably enough about me.
Well, I appreciate your sense of humor with the, I forget how you phrased it, the moss is starting to settle under your feet or something.
The mildew and the moss is growing between my toes, yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us about the book table that, I guess, I don't know if you've had it every year, but we know that it's planned for this year. What are some of the treats that people can have an opportunity to experience with that book table?
We've been blessed, I think, for about the last 5 or 6 years by Stan Shelley, who owns Shelley & Son Books. And by the way, that's you can find Stan at ShelleyAndSonsBooks.com. Stan doesn't live too far away from Monterey. He lives over in Hendersonville. And he got in touch with me 5 or 6 years ago and asked if he could come over and bring some of his books. And the real attractive thing about Stan joining us is that he specializes in the works of the Inklings. So he'll bring over rare books, rare magazines, rare journals that will highlight C.S. Lewis or Tolkien and the Inklings and others. Well, anyway, he'll be with us Friday night, all day Saturday. And he's a really pleasant fellow. You would enjoy meeting him and just talking with him. But you would have just a wonderful time looking at all of the rare books that he brings and his wealth of information and expertise with regard to books and publications by the Inklings.
And I know with the only 2 times that I've been to the Inklings weekend, I've enjoyed browsing through and considering things that if only I had some money saved up here, I would get some good rare items there. So that's a great opportunity. And then he has, of course, not a large selection, but a good cross-section of different books that are just regular things as well and such. So that's a great opportunity for people to have. And we appreciate you, Don, coming in on the interview. And I hope people will look forward to getting a chance to hear Don share and about those events on Friday and the rest of the Inklings weekend event, April 2017. Well, now let's get back to Hal talking about some more specifics. What is the best way to learn more about it, along with some details about the cost and the lodging and the meals and so forth?
Well, to find out about the Inklings weekend and our other events, we have a triennial conference in Oxford, and we also have an annual academic conference where Christian professors present papers on their discipline. All of this information can be found at our website. You can Google Inklings Fellowship, and that'll show you where our homepage is. And I believe you're going to have it posted on your podcast page, William, and I appreciate that connection. So that will give you the information and information on how to register. Try to keep our registration as low as possible because we aim at encouraging college students and young adults to participate with us. We've got a good mix of about 50-50, over 30 and under 30, which is a marvelous mix for an intergenerational meeting. Registration for adults is $75. For students, it's $25. Now, that includes the banquet on Saturday night. And I want to thank Montreat College and Union University for their support, in which makes it possible to have such a low registration fee. The registration fee goes exclusively for the meal and to provide for our guest speakers, an honorarium. Don and I do this out of love, so we don't have a lot of overhead expenses. And everyone is on their own for lodging. There are a number of good motels and B&Bs in Black Mountain, which is a mile away. Black Mountain is the little mountain community just off Interstate 40. And marvelous little B&Bs and motels right there nearby. Or there is the old Montreat Lodge within Montreat itself. Montreat was started as a Presbyterian retreat center in the 19th century. And so the old hotel is still there and operating. So you can contact the website. You can contact me, Hal Poe, at hpoe@uu.edu.
Now, Hal, you made reference to, but let's give you another minute or two to maybe talk about the event being sponsored with the support of Montreat College and Union University. So take a minute here to share a little bit about each.
Yes, Montreat College is a faith-based Christian college associated with the Presbyterians. Union University is a faith-based Christian university affiliated with the Baptists. And both have similar missions. We're intentionally Christian, not just historically, but in terms of our mission. We intentionally strive from a Christian point of view. And the Inglings Fellowship is the little organization we started about 16 years ago now, to encourage young Christians in their walk, especially those who might be pursuing an academic career, to try to ensure that the next generation will be faithful to their calling to be Christians in the academy. And our two colleges, Montreat and Union, have been most helpful in encouraging me and Don in giving us time to work on the Inklings Fellowship. And Montreat allows us to have our meeting in the Chapel of the Prodigal. And Union University hosts our website and helps us with managing our finances. So we're most grateful for all of the help given by Montreat College and Union University.
You mean two different denominations can get along?
We seem to. Christ seems to be bigger than all of us.
That's right. Well, now, before I let you go, Hal, let's close by having you share kind of some summary final thoughts for those unsure about coming that'll maybe help them take that final step to decide to travel to North Carolina to attend the 2017 An Inklings Weekend in Montreat.
As you go through the Gospels, you'll notice that Jesus regularly withdrew from the crowds. And I think we as Christians need to do the same thing on a regular basis. We need to not just get away, but get to. And we started the Inklings Weekend a bit selfishly. What sort of a retreat did I need was my opening question in crafting it. And so we encourage Christians to take the time, if not for the Inklings weekend, to find some way in the course of the year to seek renewal and to draw close to the Lord in company of other believers. And we think we've found some themes that help people re-energize, recharge the spiritual batteries to live life to its fullest in the path of Christ.
Well, very good, Hal. I've enjoyed the time to chat with you about the 2017 Inklings Weekend in Montreat. We hope people will consider it. If not this year, if maybe they don't have time to join in, then there's always a next year. And then for the event in England every 3 years, the last one was last year in 2016. So the next one, since people will be listening to this at various times later, will be 2019. So if it's getting close to that time for the summer of 2019, check out All About Jack and Essential C.S. Lewis and do a search there and see if we have details about that. Well, Hal, thanks for joining me for All About Jack.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks also goes to you, the listener, for joining me for my All About Jack podcast, which is a feature of my EssentialCSLewis.com website. All About Jack is also part of the Theology Mix Podcast Network. I'm William O'Flaherty. Be sure to check the show notes. The show notes can be found either at EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com. The Podbean location is where the podcast is most easily found and navigated. Again, that's allaboutjack.podbean.com. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. The other location, essentialcslewis.com, highlights the most recent show on my main page and also has space dedicated to listing past shows and the notes for them. Additionally, you can find a variety of other material on Lewis there, including a popular series that explores quotations attributed to him that may not be from him. Be sure to stop by my site to listen to other interviews and special podcasts on a variety of topics mostly directly related to Lewis. And in case you didn't know, I occasionally post previously released podcasts on my iTunes feed that you can also find at the Podbean address. If you don't know how to find the show on iTunes, then be sure to check the show notes for a direct link. Again, those notes can be found either at EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com. If you do visit me via iTunes, please consider rating my podcast, as this can help others find it there. Finally, let me remind you, or in case you didn't know, I have a book called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape Letters. It's available online at Amazon. Paperback is $14.99, and at last check, the Kindle edition was just $5.49. Buying the book is a great way to help support my podcast. You can learn more about my book by visiting ScrewtapeCompanion.com. There you can get an immediate download of a free 20-page PDF sample of the book. Again, that's ScrewtapeCompanion.com. Thanks again for listening to All About Jack.